Next Community Connection this morning, brought to you by First Baptist Church and also by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And we'll talk things over with Elder Care coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400 K1 and Jennifer Ennis back in from Elder Care. We'll get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time together this morning. And first of all, I guess calendar-wise, I better remind people you've got the open house coming up on Monday, right?
We do. It's always kind of a fun time of the month. The first Monday at 10 a.m., we always have an open house. So yeah. Whether it is that you just want to stop by and get a refresher on our programs, maybe you know a little bit, but you can't remember specifics, you were there a couple years ago and haven't been back. Sometimes our programs, and this is what I tell people all the time, sometimes our programs you're not ready for them. You know about them. You know that we have medical equipment loan. You know we have physical therapy, but at that immediate need, it's not in your life. Yeah. And things change every year, every couple months. And so if you haven't been out to see us in a while, come by the open house, check out anything we may have new, or kind of brush up on what services we do have to offer. If you're new to town or you have a relative moving in town soon that might benefit from the services, if they're a mature adult, it's a great time to stop by. And there's always coffee and pastries, and we take a tour, and it's really interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's nice just to take a look around. I mean, you've got such a great facility, and every once in a while, like you said, it's nice to get a refresher. Maybe last time you toured, you had to get a referral from your primary care physician for the physical therapy. So if he says I need it, then I'll find out more, but you really didn't pay too much attention the first time through.
Exactly. Well, and you know, a lot of times too, if you think about it, if your business or something, and you often work with people of older age, and they may have a question, you know, even just making yourself knowledgeable for clients, neighbors, anything like that. I mean, we all know somebody who's getting older and, you know, may have a need and they don't know where to reach out to. So we love to educate the entire community so that if it's not you and it's your neighbor, you can say, hey, did you know, just go down the street from Walmart, you know where that is, and we're right there, and they have these great services. And so come by the open house, check us out. If that's a bad time for you, if you can't make it on Monday at 10 a.m. and you want to come by, you can stop by, see if someone's available for a tour, or you can give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to schedule kind of more of a private tour for you.
Yeah, and just to call up and make an appointment makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, next Monday morning, it's a monthly appointment. We're expecting you. We know we've got plenty of pastries and coffee going on, but the rest of the time, rather than just kind of drop by unannounced, be a friend and call for an appointment.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, we definitely are kind of in and out of our offices sometimes. So, but there's always someone there if you come by and you really need a tour. We'll figure that out.
There you go. So they're always, if nothing else, one of the guests, one of the folks using the services can be a great ambassador for you, I'm sure.
They are, and that's what I hear a lot is, people who come through the door, maybe they've borrowed a cane before, and the next person who comes in is, hey, I heard you have, walkers we can loan out for a while. And it just really is a word of mouth thing. And it's just knowing what resources. And the other thing, we talk a lot about is, we provide a lot of things, but we don't provide everything. We can't. And so we make ourselves aware of other services in the community and surrounding areas. So if you have a question about aging or Medicare or anything like that, give us a call. If we don't know the answer, we probably will know who to call or really help you kind of figure out what your next step is and who we can, find to answer that question.
Yeah, I think
you.
It'd be a great referral agency. Either you provide the service or you know who does.
So. We try to, because nothing's more frustrating than having a question or a need and not knowing where to even start. Where do I start? Where do I find that answer? How do I even know where to look in the phone book or anything. And so we try and make ourselves knowledgeable in that so that frustration's just a little bit less.
Yeah, well, and you know, another thing that's on the calendar this time of year, it is open enrollment season for Medicare Part D programs.
Yes, so if you are new to Medicare or you've been not new to the open enrollment season, it started October 15th, so it's been going on a little bit. It goes all the way through December 7th. So right now, if you have a Part D plan or need to enroll in a Part D plan, now's the time to look at all your options and to make those changes before December 7th. So after December 7th, you can't change those plans. You'll be locked into your current Medicare Part D plan. But if you're curious about if it's the best plan for you, if it covers all the medications that you need, then you can make an appointment with one of our three counselors at Elder Care. Come in for about 45 minutes. You'll bring in your prescriptions. You'll bring in your Medicare card. We'll help you kind of log into those plans, look at everything that's offered, and then you have a good picture of what is best for me. And then at that time, you can choose to stay with what you have or move if that's better for you. So it's a good time at least once a year to come in and look at that, because insurance companies change. The medications they cover every year change.
That little thing called a formulary. Do we cover this one but not that one?
Exactly. And so if you're on a new medication this year, or you've changed a lot of medications, you might be surprised to find that your plan may not work for you anymore because of those changes. And a lot of people are like, well, it's only been one medication. Well, one medication can still make a big difference if that entire plan doesn't cover any of it.
Or maybe the one you were on moved down so that it was top tier, but now it's second tier down, so we'll cover it, but the deductible is different or whatever, you know.
Exactly. So now is the time that you should really be looking at those. So if you feel comfortable, make sure you're logging in and doing it yourself. If you want some help, make sure to find a counseling service, and that is something we can offer. There are other places, I believe, in town that can do that too, so you don't just have to come to us. But if you're looking for something, we do offer it, and you can give Ronnie at our front desk a phone call, and she can schedule out that appointment time based on if a certain day of the week works better for you, and we can go from there.
Probably the best thing is to set the appointment now, even if your appointment isn't until December 6th.
Absolutely. Now, I help sometimes at the front desk. I cover during lunch and stuff, and I made an appointment. I want to say the last time I saw the earliest appointment was November 21st.
Yeah.
So we book up very quickly.
Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. So yeah.
Exactly. And so, you know, there's not much time after that to make appointments. And so if that's something you're interested in, don't wait. Especially in any respect, don't wait until December 6th if you don't have to, because you may want some time to think about it. You may not want to make a decision right then. You may want to think about it and come back, and you want to give yourself that time to to do that.
Yeah. It is an important decision, because whatever you decide, you're locked in for a year.
You are.
Yeah.
You're locked in. You can't change it after December 7th.
Which sometimes is a great thing. But yeah, either way, you're locked in for a year. We're talking with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. And those appointments, are they about a 15-minute session, more or less? Or?
They're usually really more 30 to 45 minutes.
That makes
because
sense.
We want to give time to really get all of your information, make sure you didn't forget a prescription or some important piece of information. So I would say 30 to 45 minutes per person. So if you're a couple, it's going to take a little longer. You can come in together, but it might take a little longer on that part.
Yeah, it might be perfect for him, but maybe not quite perfect for her, so we'll find the best mix for both of you.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of times a married couple may not have the same plan, and it's just based on, again, those medications that you're on. So now's the time to get enrolled and get, you know, get started and do it before December 7th.
Absolutely. That's top right there.
Yep.
And we will continue with our Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process. And which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Talking with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care, and we've been talking about making those Part D appointments and open season, regardless of whether we're talking about your straight Medicare supplement or Part D. Those are important times of year that people just need to say, I need to get it done, right?
Exactly. You know, and here's the thing. So during this time, we're all wrapped up in all of these appointments to do, but it's the holiday season.
You think?
It is.
Stop by and get some green tickets on the way out the door.
Oh, yes. Green tickets are going on. Everyone loves that. But now is a really important time to kind of start thinking about your holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, are you good for the holidays? Are you going to maybe need a little extra help at home because it gets a little bit more?
Oh, you're going to come over and bake the turkey for them?
No. I can. Oh. I'm not really good at it, though, so I really hope they have a meat thermometer. The best way to do it. But our Brighter Living program, though, can come over and help with those things. And so if you're not familiar with it, or you might be and you think it's really mainly for just transportation or things like that, they can actually do, our companions can do a wide variety of things. And it can be really helpful during the holidays to have someone there to help you kind of keep up with the light housekeeping because you're out in and out a little bit more. It gets darker at night. You don't want to drive, but for some reason, you always have more to do during.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to get darker at night this weekend.
This weekend, yes. Don't forget to change your clocks. But Brighter Living Companions can help with errands, transportation. They can take you to the grocery store. They can even help with meal preparation if getting out is hard and you kind of find yourself eating out more during the summer and not so much during the winter. You know, they can help with some easy meal preparations. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. I also like to bring it up because this is always a great program that you can get a gift certificate for a loved one. So if you have someone that might need a little help in the home sometimes, a little transportation, a little light housekeeping, you can buy a gift certificate for our companion service for them. Whatever you put on will cover a certain amount of hours. That's up to you. And then they can go in and redeem that. And so it's kind of a nice thing to say, hey, you know, mom, dad, here is a little bit so you can have someone come in and help clean the house and move a couple things around and vacuum upstairs and dust because you don't like to take the vacuum upstairs anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get that that deep cleaning done, you know, before you move in the tree. Even if it's an artificial tree, there's still a little bit of mess somewhere along
so
the way.
So it's a great thing to
set up the Christmas tree for you.
I think we've done that before. I don't want to go too far out of the scope, but you'll have to ask how it is. But it is a wonderful service. It's a great stocking stuffer, or if it's someone that's really hard to buy for, those gift certificates are wonderful. We also offer gift certificates for our Golden Opportunities program. Mm-hmm. So if you have a loved one or a neighbor that you know likes to get out and go on day trips or could use a little bit of free time to go do an educational class or a social event, then you could purchase a gift certificate for Golden Opportunities, and it could be applied towards any upcoming class or trip or event that we have going on in that program. And so that's kind of another great gift that's like, I'm going to give you the gift of something to do because, you know, you feel like you don't have as much and get out there. So
yeah, and so that is sometimes, I think it was one of the benefits of the GO program is you're giving options to people to socialize with others. But if it's a van or a bus, whatever you got going on, like you got something going on tonight, right?
I do. Tonight we are going to load up 50 people and we're heading out to the Pioneer Women's Mercantile for dinner, actually. So our trips can be really large like that. It can be 50 people and they can be out for dinner, or it can be 50 people out in Branson doing overnights to smaller trips where maybe it's 10 people heading out to Tulsa to take a tour of downtown. Or during the winter, we like to do things like go to the aquarium and the Space and Air Museum because they're inside and they're warm and they're places that we love to go and visit. And so they There are really a variety of number of people. In fact, in October, we had a trip to Tahlequah to visit the Cherokee Nation kind of historical sites and learn a lot about their history. And it was so popular, and we filled it up so fast that we're actually offering it again on December 5th. So if you read in our brochure about this Tahlequah trip and you called and found out it was already full, or you realized the first date didn't work for you and you want to go now, you can go December 5th to Tahlequah, visit different historical sites, learn all about their history of the Cherokee Nation, have lunch at the restaurant of the Cherokees, spend all day out there on their shuttle. They're going to bring their shuttle from there, come pick us up and take us out there. It's a wonderful trip that you can sign up for, too.
Even if you already went. If there's room, go again. You probably missed some stuff.
You probably did. If you went, it's a lot to take in, but it's a lot of fun. So that's another trip that's still available for this year. If you get pretty busy during the holidays, which happens, and you think, I can't make a trip, I can't make a class, just remember that our new brochure comes out in December, and it's going to have January, February, March. So it's a continuous program. It goes all the time. You can come in and pick them up. You can come to one of our golden hours, which is free. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to do anything but show up and and enjoy those. But I just have to say, in November, we don't have golden hour because it's usually the fourth Thursday of the month.
That's
and
kind of taken already.
I kind of go home for Thanksgiving. So we cancel the one in November and we don't do it. So
that makes sense. But you've got a lot of other things going on that we just kind of sometimes highlight, but often we don't, like some exercise programs and things. You do balance screenings too, don't you?
We do. We do balance screenings on our physical therapy throughout the year. You can call and make an appointment. If you're looking to maybe start a good habit now before you start eating bad for the holidays, Golden Opportunities has two fitness classes that you can join up right now. One meets Tuesday, Thursday. One meets Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Kind of kick off your New Year's resolution early if you want to. If you are a caregiver at home, just remember that holidays can be a really extra stressful time. There's so much more on our plates, and then you've got caregiving on top of that.
I think November is National Caregivers Month.
I think it is. Yeah. But we have a caregiver support group. It's a wonderful time of the year if you're feeling that extra pressure to drop by on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. for that care group. And if you are a caregiver and you're like, well, you know, I really don't know that my loved one wants to stay at home by themselves. If you call beforehand, we can make sure they can spend the hour that you're in support group in daybreak. And so that way they can come socialize and you can still go to support group and feel comfortable knowing that everyone's safe and everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, and that's a win-win situation for everybody. Yeah.
Exactly. And speaking of daybreak, if, you know, you've got errands to run in Tulsa for the day, if you want to get your Christmas tree and your Christmas lights up and your loved one does not want to sit there and watch you do it.
Because they're going to want to help and they really shouldn't be.
Yeah, then they could come to daybreak during the holidays for short-term respite care. So that usually just means, you know, one day every once in a while. You don't sign up for a consistent time to come every week. It's just the short-term. It's a couple days here and there during the holidays. And that's a great program so that you have an opportunity to maybe run to Tulsa and get everything you need to do if you need to. Or, like I said, put those Christmas trees up, wrap a couple Christmas gifts for your loved ones so they're not there when you see it. They can come to daybreak while you do all your Christmas wrapping.
Yeah.
So if that's something you're interested in knowing more about, taking a tour of daybreak so that you and your loved one can understand what a day would be like there, we'd love for you to come up and talk with our daybreak director, Alan, or the assistant director, Leah. They can take you on a tour, kind of show you how that short-term respite. But it works just like any other daybreak, too. You come, breakfast, lunch, and a snack. Yep. Lots of activities going on. It's just instead of committing to certain amount of time each week, you're just committing to that one day to try it out.
And there are other things we've talked about this morning that does take a pre-registration, a sign up, be in the book somewhere along the line before you want it, like daybreak in this particular case, but the same thing for Brighter Living and some of the other programs, right?
Yeah, I would say that most of ours needs a little pre-thought to it. If you're a going to do Brighter Living and have someone come out in your home, there is an enrollment process, and it takes a couple days to get through. And so if that's something you might want, you're going to want to do that kind of upfront so that it's there. If you think that you want to visit Daybreak on short-term respite, we do ask for at least 24 to 48 hours in advance so that we can kind of get ourselves in order. Golden opportunities. If on that brochure, there's always an RSVP deadline because I have to know well before we leave how many are coming and how many tickets to purchase and all that. So most of them, yes, you have to have kind of an appointment or enrolled up front. But a tour, never. You just can come on in if you need to. Like I said, appointments are good, but you can just drop by if you want to see the building. Golden hour, when we have one in December, that you don't have to RSVP for. You just show up, have dinner, and get to know a lot of people.
Sounds great. Well, Monday is the next deadline, and you've already got an appointment if you want one. Starting at, I believe it's 9 o'clock, right?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yep, 10 a.m. on Monday.
You'd be there for 9 early. Okay.
Well, that's okay. We'll just give you coffee early. That's okay. But come on by. If you don't know where we are, if you're planning on coming to that open house or you have questions, you can come by the building. It's 1223 Swan Drive. It's kind of on the curve right past Walmart. Or if you're coming on Nowati, there's the tag agency. Come right on down the road. You'll find us. You can give us a call at 918-336-8500. Ronnie's usually the one that picks up the phone. She can make those Medicare Part D appointments for you or get you to Daybreak or whoever you're interested in talking to. You can check out our website at www.abouteldercare.org. There's always a calendar on there that kind of talks about all these times and has lots of helpful resources too.
That's Community Connection on 1400 KLIN.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Still grinding at the Capitol when it comes to the budget. The State House has approved raising the gross production tax on some wells to 7% after defeating a proposal to impose the maximum 7% on all wells. The bill would raise roughly $50 million. That's on top of the $106 million the House wants to transfer.